Warm 101.3. Every Monday at this time, we share the warmth with another organization that is doing magnificent things in Rochester at Miss Julie School of Beauty. Wait to hear what they're going to be doing. On the phone with me is Julie Chappas. She's the founder and director. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, believe me, it's my pleasure. Tell our listeners what your School of Beauty. Now, it's not up and running just yet, is it?
No, I just met with my building guy, Eric Nagel, yesterday, and we were able to walk through a building, but we still definitely need funding. Yes, we definitely need funding.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a second. But
Tell
us why you're starting this school and for who it's for.
So Miss Julie School of Beauty is going to be a nonprofit cosmetology school for at-risk and human traffic survivors, because it is a major problem right here. When I've been working with survivors and meeting with these programs, what we're finding, Tony, is there's base-level programs that are absolutely amazing. They get the girls off the streets, they get them in trauma therapy, all kinds of help and assistance for them. But where the lack is coming in is the vocational training and job skills. And if the girl's been on the street for, you know, a number of years, they've been arrested.
Right.
There's a felony for prostitution, you know, sometimes drug possession, because these girls can't do this all day long without, they have to be
mentally not there, you know? Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah,
they get arrested sometimes for things that they've been forced to do.
Yes. Absolutely.
And it's terrible.
Yeah, it is. And so state licensure through the cosmetology field erases the need for background checks, and it gives these girls a fresh start in life. And no school like this exists in the nation as a state-approved cosmetology school specifically for traffic survivors.
How did you come up with this idea?
You know, honestly, I'm a prayerful woman, Tony, and all I can tell you is I felt a call. You know, I understand what a vocational call is, and I have a master's in social work. I was a homeschool mom. I was just doing day-to-day life, and I really felt this strongly from the Lord that he really wanted to break these girls out of the bondage and the cycle they are absolutely stuck in. So in 2017, I took myself over to Continental. I walked in. I said, I'm not here for a new career. I have plenty to do, but I'm here to open up a school for traffic survivors. And people looked at me like I was crazy, but I did it. I got my license. And then from there, I've just been going down like what the state requires, and I've been knocking everything off the list, and we are ready to rock and roll. It's really a matter of our building and the funding now, Tony.
Now you're having a fundraiser called the Diamonds in the Rough.
Diamonds in the Rough. Our students are diamonds for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so that's going to be on November 5th at 7 p.m. It's at the Century Club on East Avenue in Rochester, and tickets are available on our website, which is MissJulieSchoolOfBeauty.org.
Well, this seems like such a wonderful thing to do, and I can't thank you enough for doing it. You're making a difference, and I hope you're going to make a difference for many years to come.
Thank you so much, Tony. I really appreciate the time with you today.
My pleasure. If there's an organization you'd like me to highlight, just drop me an email, Tony at warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth right here on Warm 101.3.